This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 28th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nolley. Well, today the Trump administration granted an emergency fuel waiver to allow E15 sales to continue through the summer months. The waiver is effective May 1st. In a news release, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said President Trump's commitment to farmers and the renewable fuel standard has been a cornerstone to his leadership. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said this move allows the summer sale of E15 to provide immediate relief to consumers, provide more choices at the pump, drive demand for corn grown, processed, and used here in America. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said in a statement on X, thanks to President Trump and the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin for keeping their promise to support E15. Troy Bridekamp with the Renewable Fuels Association says the decision was welcome news.
Well, we are pleased to see that the president and his administration have followed through with their early commitment. As you recall, on day one, they mentioned E15 in their National Energy Emergency Declaration. And as the summer grew closer and closer, and we didn't want to lose the ability to sell E15 year-round, they saw the writing on the wall, and they did the right thing.
Bridekamp says the percentages don't sound significant, but there is an impact.
If you add it all up, it probably doesn't add up to a whole lot, but it is 2-3% of the entire fuel mix, especially in the Midwest. So if you're talking about tight supplies, and everything indicates to us that they are, you have oil reserves that are still low, you have gas on hand that is still low, you didn't want to really have anything that would upset that apple cart. So just a 2-3% difference would have made a big deal. So the fact that it's still going to be turned on and we're still going to be have consumers will have availability to that product this summer at the over, I think, close to 4,000 pumps across the country is an important thing.
Waivers are appreciated, but Bridekamp says the real answer is in legislation.
The real solution is the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act that's been introduced in both the House and the Senate. We believe we have this administration's support on getting that finally over the hump. So really, now that we don't have to worry about the summer driving season, now we really are going to turn our attention back to the legislative solution, and hopefully we can get that done here in pretty short order.
Renewable Fuels Association believe there's support on the Hill for the measure. The issue, finding a vehicle to attach it to.
We're looking at any and all vehicles that might be leaving the train station. Budget reconciliation would be one of those. If you look at what E15 certainty could do to increase corn demand over a 10-year period, which is what you do when you score a legislative language, you would have a $200 to $400 million savings over 10 years. That's not much, but it's still significant, and it is a budget impact, so that might be an opportunity for us to attach it to the budget reconciliation process.
Bridekamp says that the legislation does have allies on the Hill.
We have a commitment from at least the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, that this will be attached to something as soon as he can figure out what that vehicle is. We have broad bipartisan support, we have good leadership support, and we have the support of the president. So we're hoping with all those things working together, we're going to be able to find something that is going to be able to get done here before the end of this legislative session, certainly before the end of the year.
RFA data suggests E15 will save consumers prices at the pump.
Those that are lucky enough to be able to find E15 at the pump will typically see it anywhere from 15 to 30 cents a gallon less based on that extra 5% of ethanol in there. And that's almost across the board. You rarely, if ever, will see E15 priced higher than E10. And then, of course, you see E10 at sometimes a 30 or 40 cent per gallon discount to E0. So if you're comparing E15 to E0, it could be 50 plus cents per gallon.
Finally, the USDA says corn planting moved slightly ahead of the average pace and winter wheat condition picked up from last week. Winter wheat 49% good to excellent, up 4 points. Corn 24% planted. Soybeans 18% planted. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nolley.